Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Uber buys Lucid Gravities, the Chevy Bolt is approaching, and China locks down technology. Plus, stay tuned. Later in the show, I'll tell you which company aims to sell a plug-in vehicle in China that's only internal combustion in the US. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. For Friday, 18th of July, I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have do. Can be a Patreon supporter if you want to, no pressure. Just check out the Patreon pages to support the show and go ad-free. I will start with Uber and Lucid getting together to launch a robo-taxi service using Lucid's Gravity SUV. They're using the self-driving technology of a company called Nuro. Uber will deploy at least 20,000 Lucid vehicles with the Nuro driver system in the next 6 years. They'll be owned and run by Uber or by third-party fleet operators and can only be booked through the Uber app. The first Lucid Nuro, if you want to call it that, Uber robo-taxi is now being tested at a Las Vegas facility. For comparison, Waymo has put only 1,500 robo-taxis on the road over 7 years, and this is a deal for 20,000. Well, Lucid's Gravity SUV can do 450 miles on a charge. That's 724 kilometres, and that means less downtime for charging compared to other robo-taxi services. Of course, very premium robo-taxi as well. Uber will invest several $100 million in both Nuro and Lucid Motors. MotorTrend.com got a quote here from Mark Winterhoff, who is the interim CEO of Lucid, saying, and I quote, "This investment from Uber further validates Lucid's fully redundant zonal architecture and highly capable platform as ideal for autonomous vehicles, and our industry-leading range and spacious, well-appointed interiors as ideal for ride-sharing," end quote. Big deal. Now, let's talk about the second generation. Chevy Bolt is nearing its release. A prototype of the next-gen Bolt EV has been spotted testing with front and rear bumpers camouflage, but the camo's coming off, which means the car is getting closer. Production will restart in 2025. The new Bolt, we think it'll just be called the Bolt, by the way, but the new Bolt appears to keep the design similar to the previous EUV, but adds a new grille, new tail lights, and Chevy's recognisable EV LED light strip headlights. Chevrolet stopped making the Bolt in 2023. General Motors later said the Bolt would return as a 2027 model year vehicle. The new Bolt will use a lithium iron phosphate battery pack to cut costs, as indeed the old one should always have done. The Chinese were very much on the ball with LFP packs to reduce cost. Outside of China, well, less so. The last model could DC fast charge at a rather pedestrian 55 kilowatts. The new version, you would think, would have a range of about 300 miles or 480 kilometers, and of course have much, much better fast charging. Hasn't got to be world-leading, because the most important thing about the Bolt is that it's safe, reliable transport for everybody at an affordable cost. And if that means it charges at 120 or 130 kilowatts, then, you know, so be it. I'd rather they saved the money, got the headline price down. Those vehicles aren't going to be road-tripped very much, are they? Production is planned to start this year, What does that mean? Is that validation vehicles going to be made this year? Won't be customer vehicles, surely, because it's going to be a 2027 model year. Maybe mid-2026 customer cars would finally arrive? I don't know. I'm guessing. We'll keep an eye on it for you. Okay, let's move on. And China has set new export limits on 8 key electric vehicle battery technologies. And this is a really interesting story. It doesn't sound it, because it's China banning the export of some battery stuff, but it actually really is. Companies must now get government approval from central government in China before any of these technologies make their way abroad. And because of the way China does China, they can just say, oh, by the way, this is now a thing, and everyone has to play by those rules. Three of the restricted technologies are about battery cathode materials, specifically lithium iron phosphate, lithium manganese iron phosphate, and other phosphate-based materials. The other five restricted technologies cover ways to extract and process lithium. And this is important, because China produces over 95% of the world's LFP, or LMFP, materials. Last year, 75% of all EVs made in China used those kind of batteries. Now, the former Secretary General of the China Industrial Association of Power Sources, Liu Yanglong, said these restrictions will keep critical technologies from leaving the country. So what does it mean? Well, it means many things, but I think the first thing that will be causing some very, very extended meetings, emergency conference calls at Ford. Well, Ford, as you know, spending about $3 billion to build an LFP battery plant in Michigan. They will not make the batteries with their own IP, but rather the plan is to license CATL's LFP technology. Well, that means it can go ahead, but it means CATL needs to apply for a license from central government, and it might all be fine. There may be an extra fee to pay. I don't know. But of course, it does open the door to China saying, no, we think we'd like to keep this knowledge inside. You know, the cells are going to be made by Ford on American soil with American workers. They were going to license the technology, the knowledge, the IP. And you never know. China might just go, nah, we don't fancy it. Actually, the fact that Ford will be several billion dollars into a factory that would then have to be used for something else, I mean, you can. Production lines are not, you know, a cell production line can't just be used to make a different kind of chemistry. So you've got a big building with some machines inside it that are tailored to that exact chemistry. It can be done, but wow. I don't think there'll be many happy faces at Ford today, because they are in the hands of Chinese bureaucrats now deciding whether we can or not let this technology leave our shores. The cynical take is they've put this in place so that they can go, no, thank you. Or it may all be fine, which is obviously what we hope. Now, let's move on. You know, Turkey has an EV industry, right? I don't talk about TOG very much, but TOG is Turkey's national car maker. And they make EVs, and they're going to launch their second model, the T10F. It's going to be a saloon car. It's going to be out by the end of the third quarter. The T10F was first shown at CES in Vegas last year, and it's a sportier version of the T10X. The T10F is a rear-wheel drive saloon with a range, they say, of 373 miles, 215 horsepower, 0 to 62 7 seconds. All-wheel drive version will do it in 4.4 seconds. It'll peak charge at 180 kilowatts DC. TOG holds about 24% of the EV market in Turkey. Its batteries are made by a joint venture with China's Farasis Energy, started back in 2021. It's a 50-50 venture between them and TOG to make the actual batteries. With a branch already in Stuttgart in Germany, it does plan to open pre-orders for the T10X in Europe, the rest of Europe, by the end of this year. So we were all talking about the Chinese invasion, and who even knew the Turkish were coming? Now, let's talk Iona. Has announced its largest electric vehicle charging partnership today. Going to team up with Wawa, a US convenience store and gas station chain. The move helps Iona work towards its goal of 30,000 charging bays before the end of the decade. At Wawa, drivers will see Iona's blue and orange 400 kilowatts dispensers under canopies. The first Iona rechargery at a Wawa location will open next week in Daytona Beach, Florida, at the International Speedway. More locations in Florida planned soon. Pensacola, Orlando, and more. Iona's CEO, Seth Cutler, says, "We couldn't think of a better way to achieve a key milestone than reaching it with Wawa, a host that allows our drivers to charge with ease and comfort, knowing they're being well cared for. Next week's opening of the rechargery at Daytona Beach brings our total bay count to 212 live and 3,064 contracted." Got a massive job at Iona, the charging network co-funded by many of the big car makers themselves. Now, one more story before we take a break, and that's Nissan and their Sunderland plant. Now, Sunderland is in the northeast of this country, where there's a couple of big plants. I mean, there's a lot of industry there, but obviously Nissan's the big one, and then over the road is the battery factory where the cells are made. And so Nissan Sunderland plant has opened a new £1.4 million charging station for electric heavy-duty goods vehicles, part of GridServe's Electric Freightway project, funded by the UK government and Innovate UK. The station has seven charging points that can charge up to 10 electric trucks at once. It will support a fleet of 25 fully electric HGVs, moving Nissan parts and finished Nissan vehicles to and from the Sunderland plant. These trucks will travel a total of 2.4 million kilometres, so 1.5 million miles a year. Soon, the Sunderland facility will make three fully electric vehicles. So we've got the third generation Nissan Leaf, as they're calling it. The new Nissan Leaf looks nothing like the existing Nissan Leaf. It's more like a little mini Aria. More of an SUV crossover shape. We've also got an electric Qashqai coming at some point, and electric Juke, that is the smaller one. Nissan's very, very popular here in the UK, by the way, and not particularly because they're made here. I wouldn't say that we're a country that is preoccupied with where stuff is made too much. That probably is the case for many countries, isn't it, around the world? But we don't hang flags outside our doors and houses in this country. Well, some people do, but it has a very different meaning to when people hang the American flag outside. It's a different kind of message people are sending. And so, it's less about, well, I'm buying a Nissan because they're made in the UK, although they are, and it's great that people do. Nissan's really popular here, which is why when we read all the headlines of what the massive problems Nissan are having, and they really are having huge financial difficulties at the moment, people in this country might scratch their heads and go, huh, we see them everywhere. And we really do. The UK government has also announced a £63 million EV charging support package, including £30 million for a depot charging scheme. This lets companies claim up to 75% of the cost of installing charging infrastructure for heavy-duty trucks, vans, and coaches. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Lots more on the podcast today. We got some subsidies for low-income families and why the UK is saying no thank you to the Chinese EVs, at least to get our new grant scheme. Back in a mo.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. Now, France is restarting its EV leasing program for low-income households after the first round, with a €650 million budget, was used up in 1.5 months and then paused last year. The new round has about half that amount, €370 million, to support leasing 50,000 electric vehicles. Eligibility rules are probably about the same, actually. The program is for people with taxable reference income under €15,500, or about $18,000 US equivalent. That's if you earn that per year and need a car for work or commuting. Participants will now have to pay more of their own money than before. Applications open on 30th of September. Of the vehicles leased, at least 5,000 will go to people who live or work in towns with poor air quality. The maximum subsidy per car is €7,000, down from €13,000 before. Leasing companies must offer monthly rates under €140, that's about $150 or 120 quid, and no lease can cost more than €200 a month. All right, let's talk about the UK's grant scheme. Big news this week when it finally got confirmed. We had a grant scheme before, money off a car, and it went, and then we became Europe's number one EV market. So we did that without having any money off new EVs, although we really are a company car EV country, or a fleet EV country, I should say. Retail EV buying by individuals, very low in this country in comparison, if you didn't know. The UK's launched its new electric car grant programme. It's back! The Labour government is going to give motorists up to £3,750 off the price of a new electric vehicle, as long as it costs less than 37 grand, and as long as it hits some science-based rules on carbon emissions. Under the program's rules, vehicles from China almost certainly won't be eligible because of the poor sustainability records and high carbon emissions of its auto industry, its battery manufacturing industries, and then the fact that you make them in China and ship them halfway around the world here as well. All of that has embedded carbon emissions, and the money off the new cars is closely tied to some science-based rules on making them green cars. A spokesman for the Chinese embassy called on the UK to follow World Trade Organization rules, which stipulate members must not give favourable treatment to one country over another when it comes to trade and goods. An embassy spokesman said the Chinese side is closely following the situation and will resolutely safeguard legitimate rights and interests of the Chinese. Car makers, including BYD and MG, which assemble their vehicles in China, would be blocked from the program. BYD's country manager saying that, like other car brands, they have informed the Department for Transport of their intention to apply to get the scheme. So it's not like they just switched it on. So they announced it earlier in the week and said, we'll give you more detail. So I held off on making a special podcast on it, which I was going to do that day. Then about a day or so later, they then put the application form online. That's a fun read, by the way, and I did read it for you. There's some interesting stuff in there, which I thought, well, I will do maybe a weekend pod or something about the UK grants coming back. A lot of it to do with eligibility and where the vehicles, you know, how much they cost, and things like minimum guaranteed battery warranties and stuff like that. Our government really have put a lot of thought into it, actually. Not just throwing money at EVs. I think most of the car companies do have pretty long warranties and stuff like that. They have to anyway because of our ZEV mandate. It's all tied into that as well. State of health after so many years and those kind of things. And so that's interesting. But the whole giving the money based on low total carbon emissions, that does tend to rule out the Chinese, doesn't it? We'll see where that one is going to go. Auto Trader says a big jump in electric car interest happened this week after the UK government announced the electric car grant. Inquiries for new EVs below £37,000 doubled overnight. AdView share for electric vehicles in the price range went up by 7 percentage points. Electric vehicles were 25% of all new car inquiries the day after the grant was announced. Advert views for new electric cars across all price points also increased by 7 points. Ian Plummer from Auto Trader said that as the grant rules get clearer and manufacturers start to adjust their prices to qualify, strong interest in the segment will continue. Yeah, but we don't know when those prices will start to come down, though, do we? Because, like I say, the application document is lengthy. And, the instructions to get the application document, which I read, are lengthy. I didn't do that because you have to be a car manufacturer. But I thought it was hilarious. I mean, surely there's not that many companies that are going to reply. And so maybe there's some sort of closed system or even, you know, like you'd know somebody or there's, but it literally, like our government website was literally like, oh, if you're a car company and you'd like to apply for the grant, here's our email address, bung us an email. It was literally, I swear, it was just a case of, here's our email address, let us know that you'd like to, an application form, we'll send one back. I was like, okay, I suppose that's just the legal department of Volkswagen and Mercedes and Ford and whatnot, just, dear sir, to whom it may concern, can we get an application form, please? Like, okay. Email just seemed a pretty informal way of doing it, but maybe not. Let's move on. Now, on May the 27th, the Alliance for Automotive Innovation asked the United States Department of Justice to investigate dealer franchise laws. This has been something that's been rumbling for years, decades, actually. And now the automakers have summoned up the courage to ask the DOJ to investigate dealer franchise laws. Big deal, actually. Because there's restrictions on opening new franchise dealerships that limit competition and harm consumers, they say. The request went to the department's Anti-Competitive Regulations Task Force, which was started in March to look at the state and federal rules that may hurt markets. The National Dealers Association, NADA, which represents 16,000 franchise dealers and is one of the most, I would say, fearsome organisations. You wouldn't mess with them. A massive influence, very well funded and massive influence, called the request a direct attack on the franchise system. So this is effectively the car industry saying, hey, we'd like the option of selling our cars direct. And the Dealers Association saying, we very much like the way things are at the moment. Thank you. In recent years, new challenges have arisen because of advances in vehicle design, the shift to EV, increased competition, direct-to-consumer sales models. They're pretty prevalent everywhere. And so there's growing concerns over what this could mean. I think I'll stick my flag in the sand now, and then when I'm wrong, I normally am, you can go, what do you know, podcast boy? I think the dealers win this one. I think the car makers haven't got the teeth, the tenacity, the fight to go up against the dealers. I think the Dealers Association fight this one very strongly, and it all just goes away. But anyway, the car makers themselves are asking the Department of Justice to investigate dealer laws. Now, Polestar is focusing on Europe as sales climb. In the first half of the year, Polestar's European sales were up by 80%. You'd hope so. Now there's a Polestar 3 and a Polestar 4 to complement the mighty, mighty Polestar 2, mainly due to these new vehicles. CEO Michael Loschler saying the company will grow in Europe. They'll enter France, Europe's fourth largest car market. They'll launch the Polestar 5, which is a sporty saloon car. Polestar's focus on Europe follows high tariffs on its cars made in China, which have increased costs and reduced US sales. In China, expanding is tough for Polestar because it's viewed mainly as a Scandinavian brand. He said, the CEO, Michael Oschler, saying the US business is important, but not as important as Europe. 76% versus 8.5% is a big gap. So yeah, I can see why they focus Polestar on Europe. And, you know, still huge amounts of work to do. Whenever I meet people and they see my Polestar 2, I would say generally they make quite nice noises about it in terms of how it looks and styling. You know, it still looks, you know, for a pretty old car, it's a 10-year-old car now. I mean, my car is 5 years old, but the Polestar 2, I think, was first... appearing, it first appeared on stage as a concept, maybe alongside the XC40, before the whole Polestar thing. It was going to be a Volvo, if you don't know the story of Polestar. So the Polestar 2 was going to be the saloon version of the XC40, I believe is right, and it appeared on stage at that event. That might be 10 or 12 years ago now, and I think the car still looks pretty nifty. And when people say to me, "Oh, what's that?" It's Polestar, it's a Volvo. And they go, "Oh, a Volvo?" And I go, "Yeah, it's a Polestar, but it's a Volvo." So, yeah, Polestar have a lot of work to do to get their own brand out there. Look, I love the car, but should Polestar have stayed as a Volvo spin-off? I mean, there's an argument for it, isn't there? To sit underneath the Volvo brand as their... Like, lots of companies have sporty bits, BMW's M and Mercedes-Benz AMG, and that's what Polestar always was at Volvo. Should the whole company have been, you know, done a spin-off and floated? Well, too late to speculate now. Now, Cybertruck sales, according to Inside EVs, are declining. Inside EVs has a report today saying that Tesla's Cybertruck had its third straight quarter of falling sales, with 4,300 units in the second quarter. That's not a monthly, that's a quarterly total for 4,300. Oh, wow, that is bad. This is Cybertruck's lowest quarterly sales in the past year. Sales in Q2 dropped 32% from the previous quarter and 50% from the same quarter last year. The Ford F-150 Lightning is ahead of the Cybertruck. The GMC Hummer EV, that thing is massive and expensive and ridiculous and brilliant at the same time, but also stupid and wonderful. The Hummer EV sells more now than the Cybertruck. What? This is Tesla, right? The Cybertruck had 2 million reservations. Where have they all gone? The Chevy Silverado EV and the Sierra EV from GMC combined sold lots more than the Cybertruck. The Cybertruck did just outsell Rivian R1Ts. You have to ask, at what point would Tesla perhaps wind things down a little bit? They built massive capacity for the Cybertruck. Huge facilities, you know, to make it. They've moved people off the production lines already and onto, you know, Model Y and stuff like that. But at some point, it just becomes a vehicle like the S and the X, doesn't it? Which is interesting, and I'm glad they sell it. And it's, there's an audience somewhere for the S's and the X's and the Cybertrucks, but it's not the savior of the company, you know, is it? It's not 2 million vehicles being sold. It's a handful here and a handful there. They won't stop Cybertruck, will they? No, of course not. No, they won't do that. They won't close down the Cybertruck line, although it won't be very profitable yet, the way car making works. You often, after you develop particularly a new technology like the Cybertruck, a new way of making, new way of building EVs, lots of innovative technologies, unless you're going to roll them all out to the rest of your fleet, and we're not going to see a bunch of Teslas with that stainless steel, then it sort of just eats money, doesn't it? So probably cheaper not to make them, but I'm not sure they'll do that. Now, let's talk about, finally on the podcast today, Ford. Ford is going to launch a Bronco electric and a Bronco plug-in hybrid. But you can't get it, because the Bronco is going to be looking like the same as the Bronco Sport, a full-size spare tire on the back, like the bigger Bronco, but it's for China only. Ford has not released an electric car or a hybrid Bronco in the US, and a spokesperson for the automaker said the vehicle will only ever be for the Chinese market. It's got a 105 kilowatt hour battery, 403 miles of range on the Chinese cycle. The plug-in hybrid has a 44 kilowatt hour battery. The hybrid uses a range extender, so the gas engine works as a generator, not to drive the wheels. Ford will launch the Bronco in China before the end of the year. Looks really impressive, but only the Chinese get it. That's a shame. That's your podcast for today. Thanks, as always, to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East. National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse. Global public charging made simple with one app and one map, and over a million plug sockets on there. Thanks for listening. Have a good one. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.